This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
No going back in Egypt, but is it towards democracy or martial law? Continued protests in Cairo draw criticism from generals and the general public. Who is impatient and why in Egypt? A report from Cairo on this Tuesday, December 20th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. Celeste is out today. Looking back and looking forward in Egypt, that's what most of our hour is framed as. In the Middle East, a Christmas musical remix later this hour. Anybody may be able to make a Christmas album, but nobody has a playlist like our guest DJ John Solomon. He'll join us later in the hour. What are you talking about? You have a holiday wish for Congress, or at least a listener in Stillwater, Oklahoma does. My wish for Washington is to embrace compassion and love and to forget about their greed and selfishness. Tell us what you think. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or text us. Send the word TAKE followed by your wish to 69866. First, let's check the morning's top headlines. And we begin with House Republicans demanding senators reopen negotiations as they prepare to vote down a Senate-approved bill to extend the payroll tax cut and those unemployment benefits. GOP leaders don't believe the Senate's temporary extension goes far enough. The move comes just days after senators from both parties rallied around the compromise bill. House Speaker John Boehner reached the conclusion after a two-hour meeting with his conference.
Our members do not want to just punt and do a two-month short-term fix where we have to come back and do this again.
But Democrat Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi blames a small and defiant group of freshmen holding things up.
It's just the radical Tea Party Republicans who are holding up this tax cut for the American people and jeopardizing our economic growth.
Who benefits? Well, nearly 2 million unemployed Americans and 161 million working Americans will see their benefit expire in 11 days if they're not renewed. President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden will welcome troops home when they travel to Andrews Air Force Base today near Washington to mark the end of the Iraq War. Last week, the president met with troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, before welcoming Iraq's prime minister to the White House. Meanwhile, the White House is not speculating on a future relationship with North Korea following the death of its longtime dictator. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she hopes North Korea will now open up to the world and become a part of the international community. Kim Jong-il's body is lying in state this morning at a memorial palace in the country's capital, Pyongyang. Leaders of North Korea's ruling party are urging citizens to get behind Kim's 20-something heir apparent, Kim Jong-un. 2 days before winter and blizzard conditions are still affecting at least four states through the nation's heartland, a massive snowstorm has cut a swath through New Mexico all the way to Kansas, turning highways into sheets of ice and giving holiday travelers more than a little headache. Snow and rain from the system continue to move east. AT&T hangs up on a deal to buy competitor T-Mobile USA. The communications company's $39 billion bid for T-Mobile ran into stiff opposition from the Obama administration and antitrust problems. It prompted the company to formally drop its bid. However, AT&T will have to pay an estimated $3 billion to T-Mobile's parent company for the failed acquisition, and AT&T will take that charge at about $4 billion in its final quarter of the year. Apple has taken a big bite out of Google's popular Android phone. The tech giant won a patent lawsuit against phone maker HTC Corporation. It's not clear how many smartphones use the infringing technology, but the company said the ruling involves a, quote, small feature, which it plans to remove shortly. Checking the markets, Asian and European markets mixed. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 11,766. The S&P opens at 1,205. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,215. Coming up this morning, you gotta love them. Christmas carols, right?
Jingle, 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 jingle.
It's a little sample of what we're going to be doing later on in the hour. Some of the best and worst. Which category do you think this song falls under? Radio DJ John Solomon joins us later this hour. He's sort of curating some of the more unusual offerings this holiday season. Carol your favorite to us. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, we begin in Cairo. Clashes between protesters and military rulers have entered their fifth day. We're going to talk about going forward in Egypt and also looking back on the year that was.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.